Russia's president has called the wildfires and drought a wake-up call on climate change. Some would say it's about time. Russia's track record on addressing climate change is mixed. David Burwell is director of the Energy and Climate Change Program at the Carnegie Endowment in Washington. Now, David, let's start with the basics. Where does Russia rank in terms of its carbon emissions?
Russia's carbon emissions are the third highest in the world, behind now China and the United States. It is by far, on a per unit of GDP, the most carbon-intensive economy in the world, about twice as carbon-intensive per unit of GDP as either the United States or China.
Well, so has Russia done anything proactive to address the problem of climate change? Is it investing in renewable energy, for instance?
It is doing some things, and I think it's good to remember that it was Russia's vote to adopt the Kyoto Protocol that allowed the Kyoto Protocol to go into effect. So that alone is a very positive statement and action by Russia. Also, President Medvedev has on various occasions strongly supported climate protection and has taken action. He gave a very strong speech on the need to reduce carbon emissions. Last August, he issued a presidential declaration endorsing Russia's intention to reduce its emissions according to the protocol. And he also has supported a new law in the Duma, their parliament, to reduce energy use in public buildings by 30% by 2015. So he has personally made quite a strong statement in support.
So when he says that the drought and the wildfires should be a wake-up call, it sounds like it's not a wake-up call he believes he needs, but that the public needs. And so do you think that what's going on in Russia right now might change public opinion on the seriousness of climate change?
Well, in Russia, as you know, it might change public opinion, but the opinion it has to change is Prime Minister Putin's attitude towards climate change. And he has not been as strong an advocate as the president for positive action in this area. So I think this is a wake-up call, perhaps, to the political economy in Russia, that action is needed. You pass laws very easily in Russia. Implementing them is an entirely different subject. Mm-hmm. And so this may give the bureaucracy some incentive to move ahead and actually adopt and pursue the targets laid down by President Medvedev.
Now, I gather that some in Russia have actually suggested in the past that climate change could be a good thing for Russia. It might mean a longer growing season, might make for ice-free ports in the Arctic, opening up a whole new trade routes for the country.
Yes, it's definitely neither all bad nor all good. There are mixed results, as you pointed out. Free water ports gives them many more options for transportation of their exports, particularly gas and oil. The increase in agricultural land also can benefit them. On the other hand, they've got by far the largest arboreal forests in the world. They can be infested by climate change.
So you're talking about the northern forests, and climate change could, for instance, mean insect outbreaks.
Correct. And it's also, of course, a big carbon sink for the world, too. Plus, I think the methane that's in the permafrost up there, if it's released, could trigger a cascading effect of global warming that would be bad, very bad for everybody, including Russia. So they have a strong ecological reason to reduce global warming. But the main thing is the social disruption that this can cause, and you can see already with the fires in Russia today.
So bottom line, do you think that this is a wake-up call for Russia?
Yes, I do. They're going to have to reframe their economy to move away from a rent-based, resource-based economy to modernize and diversify their economy. And if they do that, you can see that they are taking this new evidence and these events seriously.
David Burwell is director of the Energy and Climate Change Program at the Carnegie Endowment in Washington. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.